This goes to Dr. Reichman, R-E-I-C-H-M-A-N. I think there's two N, M-A-N, I guess, just maybe two N's, M-A-N-N. Fax is 989-828-6835 regarding Carol Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L, date of birth June 18th of 1943. Dear Dr. Reichman, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Randall with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, chronic recurrent diarrhea, and hypertension. Her last visit was November 8th of 2021. She's been feeling better. Her weight is up about 8 to 10 pounds within the last 6 months, and she reports that she's having diarrhea much less frequently, and she's been feeling well. No recent illnesses or hospitalizations. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No blood or melena in the stool. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. No edema or claudication symptoms. Medication list is reviewed. She's on Creon and levothyroxine. Atenolol is 12.5 milligram daily at bedtime. Also Pepcid 20 milligram at bedtime. Physical exam, the patient is alert and oriented. Color is good. There are no signs of distress. Weight is 116 pounds, pulse 77, oxygen saturation 98% on room air, and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 70. No JVD or carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender. No edema or ulcerations noted. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 21st of 2021. Creatinine is 1.5, calcium 8.4, albumin 3.3, sodium 139, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 24, phosphorus is 3.2, hemoglobin 11.7 with the normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. The patient would like to continue monthly lab studies, and a new order was provided to have her do that. Hypertension is well controlled, and chronic diarrhea is improved with the Creon use, C-R-E-O-N. The patient will be rechecked by this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.